Now for something completely different.
Smoke medical weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoffy Hour represent Brian Hoffy and Facet. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Oh my God, it's a dream come true. I have two beautiful OnlyFans models chilling in my apartment from the Tokyo-ish podcast. We got Angie AR15. How's it going, Angie?
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I'm doing good. And we also got Tokyo-ish Tatiana. She is here.
Yes.
I'm always here.
We just had the most bonding experience ever. So,
here we go.
Well, first, what happened? Because you have a walker. Are you doing okay?
Yep.
What the hell happened? That was fascinating.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm always like, surprise. I had a tumor when I was 10 and I'm like 41 now. So it's been like most of my life. So I just have weakness of the muscles. And yeah. I mean, I can stand in the shower. I can swim. I can, my vagina works. And
yeah, it does.
You always got to make sure that works. So you told me, Angie AR15, you DM'd me and you were like, do you have an elevator? And I had no idea why. And I was like, okay. And then I went to check 2 days ago and I'm like, oh, it doesn't work. I hope that's not a big deal. So
it was.
Tatiana comes out and she's in her walker and she needs to get to the second floor of where I live. So I just carried you and I've been trying to work out more and swim and whatever, but that was more of a workout. I mean, man, that was like a bonding experience.
It was. It was great. He got to feel me up and hold me and
carried her over the threshold.
Yeah, but now he's like, so how are you going to get down? Because I'm not
just
going to
throw you down the stairs after this is over.
So I don't want to say a slut, but I love sex and I'm very outspoken about it. And I've listened to a few podcasts with people that do OnlyFans and it's very awful. You guys are the first podcast with OnlyFans models that made me laugh out loud. Yeah. And I was sitting at a kava bar last night because I was trying to like meditate and I go there and I relax and I smoke a doobie in the car allegedly, and I went in, I was listening to your podcast, and Angie, you are so outspoken. Explain what happened with the dress, because I'm telling you right now,
I have to think which
which moment it was.
So the it's pants? When you always put on those one pants that have the gravy on them.
You said dress though.
Oh, sorry, dress, pants, whatever.
Oh, you mean, yeah.
She always has this one pair that she pulls out that seems to always have stuff on there.
Stains on them. Yeah. Well, no, this specific pair, and I barely remember like what that was all about.
And
but
you had a line, you were like, I forget what you said, but you were like, why wouldn't I have Jay on me or something? I'm like, this girl right here.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the gig, right? And sometimes you go home, you get drunk, you throw the clothes on the floor, and then, you know, you do laundry, maybe you miss a pair, then you go to pull it out for the next event. And
you pulled it out, all right.
So before I go on the air, I listen to my favorite pump-up music before I'm going to work, and I carry these tents for my promotions job. I like get pumped up before you do a scene. Like, what's your go-to like method? Do you meditate?
No, I gotta get like my inner hoe, intrigued. So I gotta have a couple drinks. I gotta wake her up a little bit.
Are you saying there's two sides to you?
Oh, absolutely. Anybody that knows me and Tatiana, especially, I mean, she's one of my closest friends, but anybody that knows me knows there's like Angie and then there's Angie AR15. There's Angelina and that's, me. And then there's Angie AR15, which she's something else.
She gets stuff done.
She really is. Let me tell you something. So, Tatiana is, my right hand man.
Yeah. Yes. You're good.
And so she has been kind of handling and helping me with some of my pages and stuff. I have quite a few pages. And she does a lot of my management. And so there's like every day, like one or two days a week where she's like, did you know you have a fucking Twitter? And I was like,
and it was fire.
And I'd be like, fire. Like, I had thousands of followers. I had no idea, because Angie AR will set these things up when I'm drinking, Angie AR comes out. So Angie AR like goes to work, like sitting at home.
Yeah.
She gets shit done. And then I wake up in the morning and I fucking forgot about it.
And
then she'll be like, did you know you have a YouTube? Did you know you have a Twitter?
No your clue. Twitter is the best I've seen.
And a lot of people tell me that, and I've never seen it.
Because I don't
I've never seen it.
I don't know what it looks like when you're having sex. And I think that's brilliant that you say that. You say that for the OnlyFans.
I do.
Every other model gives like a 2-minute clip and you're like, well, then I don't need to subscribe.
Well, and that's kind of my mindset too. And that's why I'm really big on like owning my own content and teaching other girls how to do the same thing. Because I think a lot of girls mess up. They want like that immediate return. So they're like, let me just go put it all out there. And you know, cause that's what everybody's doing. So there's like,
you gotta tease the guys.
Yeah, it is. Like, you gotta keep them wanting some more and come subscribe, Angie.
Yeah.
AR15 on OnlyFans.
So I did some research last night and I was looking at your profile. And let me tell you, your outfit with the marijuana leaf, the best post you have out of all of them.
That was my 420 shoot. So my whole thing is, you know, full-time smoke show, you know, part-time gunslinger, full-time smoke show. So we do the 420 shows on my page. We have live 420 smoke shows. You know, we'll go topless and we'll finish with happy ending.
Do you ever like make a video and then smoke while making it?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's a huge thing. Yep. Ah, you like
she
that
blows
shit.
Smoke my face while I'm editing. I don't smoke anymore. So she's
why
like,
why don't you smoke? I feel like it would help out your. Do you have pain in your knees or anything?
Nope.
I feel like it would help.
No, it would, but I have asthma to the point where my husband can't smoke in the room.
Yeah,
with
her
me.
Husband smokes and like she can't be around it. I smoke cigarettes. So I like smoke in my car and I forget she has asthma.
Do you ever get mad at your husband for smoking? You're like, Jesus Christ, it's your fifth fucking joint of the day.
Man, just yesterday I was like, did you just wake up and then I hear him coughing. I'm like, why are you smoking in the room? Now I can't come in the room.
He like rolls another one while he's smoking.
Yeah, you, and then he wakes up.
Are you one of those that is like, I don't like the smell?
No, I love this smell. It doesn't bother me. Did you hear me when I walked in? I was like, oh, it's so cold and it smells good.
Yeah.
Like, because now I can't do it, so it smells good.
Yeah, she'll let me blow it. Well, yeah. I shouldn't blow it in her face. Like, you're still fucking asthmatic. Like,
but it's only like, I don't know, for some reason, it's in like closed spaces. Like, really. But I worked in the club for 12 years, so I think like secondhand smoke like got me.
So I went to 1701 this past week. In that Latin club, my co-host Pharaoh is like one of the main guys there. And let me tell you, I've been to many clubs in my life. I've never seen a person work a club. Working a nightclub and going to one is two different things. He was running around and he was working. So I can imagine you working in a nightclub for 12 years that you saw a lot.
Oh, absolutely. That's how I learned how to do what I do. I mean, I didn't know how to manage girls or do anything. That
hell yeah. All
it's
right.
A party.
She's bringing out the fireball shots.
Here you go. We brought you leftovers.
Oh, yeah, these are our leftovers.
Yeah. Oh, man. You guys are
we
naughty.
We brought you like three French fries and a bunch of fireball.
There's some food. There's
the
like
only thing is, you just got to make sure you don't get whiskey to you. I'm just kidding. Ha, ha, ha. All right, let me take a shot of this.
Okay. Woo. You have to open mine. My nails are long.
Okay. Hold my microphone.
Yeah. Let me hold your big.
Oh, man, you guys are holding it really well.
Yeah.
You guys are really good at holding those. Like, the microphone being shaped like a penis really helps because some people, like, don't know how to talk into a microphone.
Yeah, you're like, just pretend it's your...
What?
Do what?
She can't say that on tape. Anyway.
You can say whatever you want.
Pretend it's your dad's dick.
Oh, God.
Stepdad.
The hell is wrong with you?
Stepdad.
Pretend it's my dad's...
No, she's pretending. She's pretending.
Oh, God.
Not you. That would be weird.
Yeah.
What do you think?
That's gross. We're out.
I'm going to pretend what I'm about to ask is like this professional thing, but it's more than I want to know. Do girls in porn have daddy issues? Like, because I hear that all the time.
I think all girls have daddy issues. I don't think porn has anything to do with it.
No.
It really doesn't. No, I think it's natural that, well, first of all, we look to, like, guys look to, you know, what they say your mother, right, for who you end up with and vice versa for women. So I think some people have better dads than others.
Yeah.
But I don't think it necessarily, because like I have a great relationship with my parents. I have a great relationship with my father. My parents know what I do. So that's not really a thing. And I've always been a sexual person. So I don't think it was ever like, what?
Yeah.
Like,
they were like, they were like, finally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did they ever walk in on you?
Oh, wait. Tell them. Wait.
Okay. Hold on. I got to really think about that. They've never walked in on me. Like, when I was a teenager, I got really mad at my dad, and I told my dad like all my ho shit to try
God.
To hurt his feelings, like to try
that
to
would hurt a man.
I did. I wrote a letter. I wrote him a letter. But we're past that now. That was a long time ago.
Wait, but remember when you were on a call just a couple months ago?
Oh my God! You want to hear a funny story?
Please. That's
we've
why
never
we're
told
here.
This on air. Yeah. We said
this is the exclusive.
This is exclusive. And we said we were going to, and I totally effing forgot about this. Okay, this is funny.
Yes.
So I was doing like a live JOI. If you're familiar with the term, look it up. If you're not,
JOI. I actually didn't know what that meant.
So it's a live little... it's a live show. A
just
lot
telling
of
you what to do.
It's custom. Telling you how to do, what to do.
Oh, okay. Jay off instructions.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's, and I think, wasn't that the guy that like wanted me to say his name or something specific?
Yeah, yeah. Specific.
So I was on a live call.
But she was at her parents' house.
So my house, I don't know if a lot of people don't know this, but my house was totaled during Hurricane Ian.
Oh, man.
So I've been like staying with my parents down in my house in Fort Myers down there. So like I said, I have a great relationship with them, but I try not to work when they're there or work, because I have two homes. I have a home here and then a home down south.
Baller over here.
So yeah, so I like try to work when I'm here and not at my parents' house, just out of respect. And plus I have like no privacy, right? Well, this was like a call I had to take. So I'm like, okay, let me just knock this out really quick. Like,
hell yeah.
Literally, no pun intended. Like, let's knock it out while dad's gone, right? So I'm like, okay, I think they were somewhere. I don't know.
They were making breakfast.
Oh, they were making breakfast. So
I remember.
Okay, yeah, because she was, oh my God, this is so funny.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm upstairs. I'm trying to be quiet. I've got like the shower running and the upstairs bathroom. I've got like the TV on up there trying to block the noise. And I'm trying to just do the damn thing on this live video call.
Yeah.
And my dad from downstairs, and like literally this guy is about to come to fruition.
Yeah, if you will. Hell yeah.
And I hear my dad downstairs go, "Do you want breakfast?" and I'm like, "Oh my God." I'm like hoping the guy didn't hear that right. And I'm on this new app that we had just started on where I wasn't sure if the mute button like muted me or muted him. So yeah. I had like a 50-50 chance of like hitting that button and either it was going to like go where he doesn't hear me or I can't. Well, anyways, I was fucking wrong because I hit the mute button and I screamed, "Dad, I'm on a phone call. I can't come down for breakfast." Right?
Oh man.
And the guy, I see him just stop. And I think he's trying to figure out if that's like a kink or something.
Yeah, because she's yelling, "Daddy."
Because I'm yelling like at my dad. And I'm saying, "No, Dad," like something, something. And the guy's just like, and then stops like mid.
Everything.
Know, everything. And is like, looks at me and I'm like, "I'm sorry, that was my parents just came home." And I think he was kind of into that because like he finished, thank God.
Oh, you know, God.
Either way, I get paid. Like, don't go to
talk. Yeah, either way.
It's, yeah.
You know what's funny? Watching a woman J-O-I is sexy. Watching a guy do it is creepy.
It's creepy to me though. What, you know, I don't even say creepy. It's kind of like it's kind of a compliment.
What?
For
what
like is? Me to tell you how to pleasure yourself.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
how
yours.
The hell do I know?
Yeah.
What gets you? Like, I don't know.
We don't
know. So I'm just guessing.
Through
you know
the
what
phone,
I mean?
Too. Through the phone.
I've never met you before. I've never seen you before. We've never talked about what you're into. So I'm kind of winging it and I'm watching like the stroke. To figure out if you're into this or not. Because there's not a lot of conversations. Yeah. So it's like, he's going really fast. And then maybe I say something and he stops. And I'm like, oh shit. Did I just say something wrong?
Do you ever decline a client? You go, "I can't do that."
No, I've never declined a client. I mean, there's things set up on these pages though, where it does give me like a minimum. So like if something goes weird or whatever, I still get like a certain minimum amount. Yeah. But I've never had to like decline someone. And I'm also actually very careful about not declining because I know they're going to get this charge for like, even if we only connect for a minute, you're still going to pay me 75% for the show.
If you
right?
decline an Uber, you get like a rating that you don't go for as many Ubers. Do
think
you get
if you're
that?
Like on a repeat offender, I'm sure you would get flagged, don't you think?
No, so you get more like shadow banned where they put you at the bottom where no one's really going to see you. That's all. Angie is like number 23.
The one,
The
weirdest one on OnlyFans?
No, on Panther.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Panther.
Sextpanther.com, if you're not familiar. It's a
with
texting
a
site.
Yeah.
So you're a married woman. Have in your life ever participated in
I'm
any
married,
of this?
I'm not married, by the way. She's talking to Tatiana.
I know. That's why
I'm
I was
not
like,
married.
What? Participated in holding
have
her
you ever,
hair?
Have you ever done porn?
I mean, yeah.
Like solo?
What is,
like
so she's been talking all about it. Like, what's like your past?
Okay, so solo porn is more my thing. But
hell yeah.
I mean, I don't, girl on girl is fine. I'm more of a like old fashioned like flasher. Like with the like with the jacket. Like I'm more of a flasher. I'm more implied. And I'm good with like I'll hold her hair. Like
she would totally hold my hair if I needed her to.
I get in there and see like there's been times like girls are like, "Oh my God, help me do this or help me do that." And I'm like in there's
Tati's my right hand man.
Yeah.
So you're saying hold the hair during a mouth pleasure.
Yeah, like if I needed to give a BJ and I didn't have a hair tie.
Yeah.
Like she's that hair friend. Tie.
Oh hell yeah.
She's that friend that would
like hold my
hair.
What about if you drink too much and then you vomit in the
She
bathroom?
Probably would not hold my hair, would you? You wouldn't.
Oh, the vomit?
You probably couldn't handle vomit. You'd probably make you
I mean,
sick, right?
No, I mean you know I charge.
She would charge me either way.
It's cool. I have
the pair. What's the vomit charge?
Depends on where is it going. Are we in the toilet? If it's Angie's,
if it's
I know it's
on
just,
her in the upholstery.
Oh, oh no, you're God. Paying for all of it. I mean, I know Angie's
have
fire.
Have I ever thrown up around you?
Never. Oh, okay. You ready for another
no,
story?
No,
please.
No, no, no.
That's
no,
why we're here.
I have to hear it first. You can't just say things like
when you threw up like a porn star. Okay, so we were going on another podcast, and it was at like 7 in the morning.
Give me another shot. I need another shot.
Yeah, take that.
It was like 7 in the morning, right? So Angie
shows
up.
Oh, can I shout them out?
Yeah.
M25 show. What's up, guys? Steve. How you doing? Hey, Steve.
M25. So we were on the show, and it was 7 o'clock in the morning. I worked for a chiropractor, so we were at my chiropractic office. And she shows up, and she's like, she gets out of the car, and her eyes are like closed, and she has like rollers in her hair and her makeup on. She goes,
stop 1 second. You're fucking the story up kind of a little bit. Let me tell you a little backstory. Pause right there.
Do it.
So I had never been to her office before. So, okay, yeah, you remember this? I'd never been there before. So I'm like, I'm actually early because I haven't slept. So I'm like, had a schedule, and I'm like, hey, I'm out front, you know, when you get here, just like let me know. I'm like, I'm puking out front of the office, right? Because it's like early as shit. Nobody's even there yet. And then she's like, I'm here already. And I'm like, well, whose office am I puking in front of? Because I don't see your car.
Oh my God.
I was down the street.
Yeah, just
in someone else's office puking. So then I get there. I'm like, oh God. I'm like, I'm not well. Like, it was one of those times where like, as soon as you stand up, like you start to feel fine.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you like get up or you move abruptly, it all comes back. You're like, oh no. And you like have to run to the bathroom again.
How much shame did you have once you sobered up completely?
None. I don't ever
feel. No, there's no shame.
Oh yeah. I love that.
But she's like,
So she's in the bathroom curling her hair, right? And all of a sudden I hear, and I was like, Angie? She's about, and I said, what are you doing? And she goes, throwing up. I was like, you throw up like that? Like, I throw up like,
you might be like the first girl that I want to be around while she vomits.
Yeah, I actually went to hold
she
her
goes,
hair.
You even throw up like a porn star.
Yeah, she's like, and I was like, Angie, stop like, fucking around. Oh, sorry.
Oh, man.
You have to bleep that out. I said the F word.
I said it like 10
naughty.
Times.
So sorry, then, guys. Wait, so she gets on the show, and I told them, heads up, mama's drunk, and she was like, my team won.
I was fine. Oh, it was a Bucks game.
A Bucks
That's
game.
What it was.
Because it was a Monday.
I'm a season ticket holder, so.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Season ticket drinker.
Do you ever get any benefits of hooking up with players because of that?
Because of my drinking problem?
your drinking problem mixed with the season ticket holder.
Wait,
and I have really good seats, and I'm always trying to, the whole last season I was trying to flag down Brady. Like, I was telling everybody that I was willing to go to Bucks
jail. She had lipstick on up here because she was like, ready.
Oh, I like snuck signs in. It was like my phone number, like, call me. Like, I'm not.
She threw every pair of panties.
That was even before he got divorced.
The hottest fans, let me re-say that, the sluttiest fans are Buccaneer fans.
Oh, fuck yeah, we are. Sorry, radio. You're pretty. Gonna hate
just
me.
Don't be X-rated. You can say fuck.
Oh, I can?
Oh, yes.
Fuck yeah.
When you're talking about like bodily fluids, don't say
J. Can cuss? You can't cuss on the radio. What do you mean?
This isn't the radio. It's a podcast in an apartment where we're drinking shots.
Oh, I thought this was a radio station.
It is. It's uploaded later. It's a podcast. It sounds like a radio show that does well. But we're not live
that
right
does
now.
Well.
Oh, so you're going to edit out my cussing.
No, I'm not. I don't edit
I'm
out
so
anything.
I'm so confused on what's going on.
Nothing. Just do your job. Just hold the mic close.
Take a deep breath. You are fascinating to DM.
Because
you'll DM a little bit, and then you just give the comment a heart, and I don't hear from you for 3 days.
Yo, this is another thing about me. Like, there's a couple things.
Oh, my God. Okay, wait. I've got to tell it.
I'm the cunt in the room.
Yeah.
That's it.
Let me tell you why.
Can I say that on the radio?
No.
No, don't do it again.
Okay. Just believe it. Can you do your
I'm going to give you a little slap on the wrist. A little slap on the wrist. There you go. That's it.
You okay, have to so tell me what I can't say.
Too late. Yeah, we would. Okay, so a thing about porn stars, we need a list
you
of things, directions from front to back. Like
just bodily fluids. I'm trying to keep it like kind of clean.
But that's not a bodily fluid.
I know, that's fine, but it's
we need a list.
Oh, no. It's a body part.
No, it's really not.
You know what? I don't care. If you have to say see you next Tuesday,
all
you
right,
feel good about
I'm
yourself.
I'm the see you next Tuesday in the room. Yeah.
So let me tell you about her. This is what she does.
What does she do?
She will ask me to help go through everything to organize. Yeah. And like I look through and I'm like, why did this guy say all this and all you said was bet? I said, you sound like a dude.
This one guy one time was like, I think you're fascinating or something. And then he said something to the effect of like, I just wish you would reply more. And I was like, word.
Yeah.
Like, I said, first of all, he
oh,
has
I
some,
said noted.
Yeah,
that's
noted.
What it was.
Perfect.
Noted.
He has the weakest game. I'm not saying you're not fascinating, but that is just him trying to kiss ass and be like, you're fascinating, you know? You're so deep. Like,
but that's what he got back was notice.
Like, you have no idea how deep I am.
Yeah, she's...
Do you guys have, like, a group chat of all the weird dudes at DMs?
It's, like, just the industry. We always have, like, a meeting once a month and talk about everybody.
Where's the meeting at? IHOP?
It's Tokyo-ish.
Yeah, it's a Tokyo-ish show.
Yeah, that's... So, Tokyo-ish was started in the club. I'm the first... podcast actually broadcast live out of a gentleman's club.
Hell yeah. Which one?
All of them. About 75 under my belt now. I went to Europe. I went to Italy and I did
it. You got to go to, have you been to Hollywood Nights?
Really? Oh, yeah. No. In
Tampa.
In Ybor.
It's in Tampa.
Yeah.
It's
do you like have a connector? Armenia.
Yes, I do. Well,
it's on Armenia. Yeah, I'll never forget. I went there.
Ybor scares me.
You don't want that.
Ybor's amazing. But I went to this place.
I love you, Ybor, but you scare me.
I went to this place 7 years ago, Hollywood Nights. Yeah. I was 22 years old. And there was a black guy with no teeth who was the bouncer. Mm. And he goes, "You're ready to get wet tonight?"
No, not by
you. Be a good night. And then my friend who like was rich as hell gave me $100 and he wanted me to make it work for the whole night.
Oh.
And I just got a 30-minute lap dance. It was amazing.
How much was your 30-minute lap dance?
$100. So
I spent it all in one sitting.
Yeah. So no, I have been to Hollywood Nights because I know the people, but you don't bring your equipment there. My equipment's very expensive.
They'll be playing like Get Low by Lil Jon. It's so drunk, yeah. The speakers sound like something from 2001.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ.
God. I'm not hooking up my shit there.
I'm like, don't tell me to go there. Are you trying to get me killed?
You can't. No. See, I know what clubs you go to.
Listen, and you haven't seen me drink. Okay.
Oh, listen, God.
Like, you just brought a whole fucking
No.
This
is shit.
No, this is what's.
You don't understand. I'm a whole liability. Like, when I say I'm to see you next Tuesday in the room, you don't want me in a place.
No. There's times that I have to. She goes, okay, so this is a certain event you want me to go to. She goes, so tell me again, front to back, what is allowed and not. So I will tell her what color to drink.
Or if I have to wear panties or not.
Yeah. Oh God. Remember when I had to put your panties on in the club?
Yeah. Remember? That was a bad
night. You want to hear about that?
No, that's
please
on another podcast.
Tell me.
I'm not going to.
Tokyo-ish takes over Hoppy Hour.
Tokyo-ish podcast. So let me I'll just briefly say, we were in the club. I didn't know she didn't have panties on. That's fine. But she saw a group of people and she thought,
I wanted to partake in smoking.
But then our friend convinced us that they might be dangerous. And then she thought, well, if they're dangerous, I better put my panties on. Like, that's just going to stop the microphone.
But the
from
thing
entering.
Is, and here's the problem with the scenario. Okay.
What?
Nobody in the club was privy to the fact that I didn't have panties on prior to me deciding that it was an urgent situation. And because now I'm like knees to chest with no panties. On,
are you ever
trying to whip these things out of my purse, and Tati's trying to help me put them on. So now we've got like a crowd of people.
Yeah. Now she's got a show.
What I'm doing.
She was like an OnlyFans live.
I should have just crossed my legs and kept my mouth shut.
Yeah.
You know? When you're not wearing your panties, do you ever like when you grab a drink against the bar, try to like lean against it so that people know you're not wearing panties?
No.
That's
no. I was at
what kind of
both of us. No.
That's my fantasy.
No girl ever.
No.
I'm a guy.
I used to like the pool jets though.
Oh yeah, but that was for you. That was for
I get
you.
It to the side of the pool once or twice.
That was just for because.
That was just for me though. No, I don't. I'm not an exhibitionist though. Honestly, like I don't do like. I'm kind of a hoe. I have like hoe tendencies.
Yeah.
But oh, I'm really?
Not, yeah. I know it's strange.
Like a whore.
I have hoe tendencies, but I'm like always kind of like trying to like. This isn't a porno. Like reel yourself in. I'm also, you know, I have two children.
Get it together. You
I'm
can't
a
just
mom.
Suck that guy.
Yeah. Like I can't, you have to pay for your pizza like a regular person. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So I'm like, okay. So I'm always trying to like check myself. Like, is this normal behavior? Even like social situations, I'll be like, don't tell that story.
Yeah. We were on our way over here. She's like, so tell me what social situation.
Because I am a problem. And I,
what are social situations where you think it's okay to be a hoe?
All of them.
What do you mean?
Did we say that at the same time?
Tell me top three examples when you were in a situation when you thought it was okay to be a hoe and it wasn't
like right now like in this
like
very
right,
moment
well,
like
you can,
like,
you right,
can,
wait,
you can
but,
be a hoe here I don't
but like,
care
right, but like right now
that's what I'm talking about like I'm sitting
like
here
right
talking
now
about,
oh you can talk about whatever on here
but that's hoe behavior see
yeah
what I'm
and, we're, and we're right next to
and
the
it's
bed
totally
and
fine I think all the time is fine to be a hoe that's why like I make a living in the sex industry I think if you're a hoe you're just a hoe and that's what you do best and a hoe out but I'm not a hoe in real life that's the thing that like I'm a sexual person but I'm very also like believe it or not, I'm a monogamous person. I don't really like to be with a lot of people. Most people probably tell you I don't really like people.
No,
like,
she doesn't.
I really don't like people. But I love sex and I love
me
my
too.
Job. And so, but I do my own production, so I get to decide who I work with.
Is the orgasm of hooking up with somebody you care about and the orgasm of doing a video, different things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no orgasms in videos.
Well, the thing is, though, and I've made videos, obviously, with people that I like, that I would have sex with off camera.
You know, wait, right? Come here. You want to make a video?
Yeah, come here. But I mean, but like, that's how, like I said, I make my own videos. So more times than not, if you see me with a guy in a video, it's because we have a on and off camera situation. I don't tend to just jump around and do that kind of porn, you know. I do my own production, so I decide who's...
You don't do like stranger porn.
Yeah,
like,
no, we don't do that here.
You know,
so, and also because I think it translates, right? When you have a connection with somebody, you know, you can't fake that. It's going to translate. Just like when you have two actors in a movie together, you know, when they have a natural off camera chemistry, that's going to translate in the movie. However, you know, I will say, like, if I'm sleeping, let's say, with the same person on camera versus off camera, when you're on camera, you have to be aware of your facial expressions, your sounds that you're making, how loud you're
everything
talking.
Has to be above, not like
hiding
a dramatic,
your face from the camera, you know, not having certain views blocked, having to stop and restart a scene because the camera didn't get a pop shot.
You know what I hate? I hate when dudes talk. I don't need to hear you.
Yeah, me
shut
too.
Up. Oh, yeah. My name's Adam 22. Oh, yeah. Shut the fuck up, dude.
Adam 009. Yeah, we don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it either.
We're going to definitely be trans. So this year, and we just had a whole meeting about this, and we're we have a lot of big things coming up. We're going to be this year at the ED Awards in Vegas in a couple of weeks. Vegas, baby. So
ED
we'll
Awards?
Yeah.
Erectile dysfunction?
You know, yeah, you would think so. It's actually the opposite. That's it's the Entertainment Dancer Awards.
Oh, hell yeah.
So it's all the showgirls from all over the country and all, you know, the podcasters and industry people. And we all have
Just talking about his podcast.
Yeah, don't worry about anybody else.
Yeah.
And it's a huge summit, and it's just, you know, amazing, amazing event.
What is a porn summit like?
Well, that's would be your AVN. So this is like, this is ADNs, but for dancers more than.
Oh, hell yeah.
But there's still OnlyFans girls and stuff a lot. Obviously, the industry's
crossed. How many Tampa girls are there?
All of them. No,
Tampa.
We're just talking about us.
But a big thing that we're going to be exploring this year coming up, and one of the meetings that we're going to be attending is going to be getting into VR virtual reality porn. So that's going to be the next thing.
Yeah.
So that's what they're actually projecting. Like the biggest takeover in the industry for online entertainment is going to be VR.
So I was on TMZ.com and I saw this 10 out of 10 girl, and it said, "What's wrong with this picture?" And this girl was
she AI.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. See, this
I was scared.
So this is like the thing, and so what we're seeing now. I mean, because if you think about it, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
People are wanting this tailored experience, right? That's what made cam girls and online kind of transcend the video industry.
The girlfriend experience.
It's the girlfriend experience, and that's what it was originally called, right? Mm-hmm. So
tonight's girlfriend is solid.
Right.
Salad.
So, you know, I heard she's nice.
Yeah.
But
she's always wet.
Yeah. So, but yeah, we're going to get a special kind of camera, and you shoot basically point of view. And so, like you said,
that's the best view, because then I feel like
right,
I'm in
you're
the
not
scene.
Hearing the dude.
Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah. Not at all. And even if you're like a guy who might be like, you know, not want to have your face shown. No,
yeah, you don't. Because
you don't have to.
Listen,
you're
to
not
me,
seeing anything.
Me as a straight female, I don't want to see the dude either.
No,
even
it's
though
distracting.
I'm not going to get in there and I'm not going to like lick the girl.
It's distracting.
I don't. I guess it's weird. I want to see the girl be done because I can feel like that's me, but I don't want to hear and see the dude. Like
how
that.
Many dudes make good sex faces?
None.
I've been told mine looks like this.
Yeah.
And most of the dudes, if you ever see them doing it, they're like,
I try not
"Oh
to.
Yeah,
yeah, no."
Stop
I try to close my eyes.
Yeah, that's why you turn around. Yeah, we're like, nope, ass shot.
No, honestly, and that's the thing, though. I feel like women are beautiful in that way, and no offense, but guys just aren't.
Mm-mm.
Guys aren't. You know, you guys are good at other things.
I did see a guy who had really good like stance. His name is Mega Drive. He's you know.
Are
like
you
it.
Shouting him out?
No, I. Hey.
Is he like? What is he a fan?
What's his name? Jason Love?
No, he's a porn star.
Oh,
and Mega Drive, and he's. You know, I love the Asians, so he's Asian.
Wait, okay, I'm not.
I always okay. Here's the thing.
Oh no, here we go. Take another shot.
Let me tell you something about me and Angie. So everywhere
what?
We go, she doesn't get embarrassed, but with me, she totally does, and she blushes, and she goes, "How the hell do you always get? You say some stuff that
okay,
I've never heard before.
What about him?
Mega Drive.
Oh, hey, you're just dropping names.
What? No, he. His face, I was watching him
oh,
last
he has
night.
A good O face.
Yeah, and his when he's like, okay. Like, I like the way he stands, and like, he was just like, it was
I
it's beautiful. It was
I like so symphony. I've been with guys that have good, like,
I like the sounds they make. Yeah. Like they'll make like a
He was very like a grunt. He was
like
quiet.
Like a grunter. I like a grunter.
But he had beautiful hair. Like he was just like,
Ooh, like I grunt, like but when, it's a very breathy grunt. It's like.
No.
No, 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 no. That's no. It.
That's ogre.
Or like when they breathe, when you breathe through like your bottom teeth and they do like the.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Ooh, that's hot.
Yeah, but that's it. Hot. But don't do that.
Speaking Ryan, of teeth.
Don't do that.
Why do girls think teeth is necessary? Why?
Teeth are necessary.
Yeah. Why they're not?
What do you mean?
Like on a person?
Like us
during
you?
Oral pleasures.
No, we don't.
No, nobody it. Wants teeth.
I'm not saying you girls don't. There's a
wait,
lot
who
of
wants teeth?
No, nobody. We have them. We have them.
No, wait. Are you saying someone requested you to use their teeth?
No, no, no. I'm saying happens. A lot of girls that give oral pleasures, they use their teeth.
They're oh, that's fucked
they're
up.
Wrong because they don't know
people.
How to do it.
And
it's
like, no, 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 no. It's that,
like
unless
scraping.
Somebody asks for it.
Yeah, nobody asked for it.
Yeah, I never
like
had anybody ask for
it. It's like shoveling snow. You're like scraping. Okay.
No, that's just, you're just messing with amateurs.
Yeah, I was going to say, where are you getting them from?
You're messing with the wrong females. I've never used teeth on an oral in my life.
Shout one out.
Hell yeah.
I want to know.
I was confused as shit. I didn't know what he was talking about.
But we do have teeth. Women have teeth.
I was like, teeth are totally necessary.
Yeah, that's what I'm
not during a that.
Yeah, we need our teeth. But it.
You know, an accidental tooth scrape, I could see. But like, sometimes I'll catch a molar.
One time is acceptable. Second time, get
that's
out
a
of
lot.
Here.
That's really bad.
Yeah, you can't be in there with intent unless somebody asked you for
nobody's
that.
Nobody's asking.
Dude, yeah, what a weirdo. Ever like, been by snow? Huh? Have you guys ever been by snow?
Snow?
Yeah.
I saw snow last year for the first time.
You know
and
when
I hated
you, like,
it.
Scrape it with a shovel? That's what it feels like. It's like, ah, stop it.
No, so, that's terrible.
Wait, so
that's mean.
Is that what happened? When did this happen to you? Can we see the marks?
Just a few times.
Can we see the marks?
You go first.
Can we see the marks?
Maybe later.
No, it's now or never, buddy.
No, we're not even on video. That'd be a waste.
Oh, now you don't want to waste.
It.
Now you don't want to waste.
Why do you know why I put makeup on?
Yeah. Not everything needs to be on video.
Yeah, huh? Look how cute I look.
They you do look hot as hell.
What the fuck?
You know, we sat around. She bothered me 25
trying
times.
Trying to pick out my outfit
and
shit.
You know what? Yeah, you're going to take us somewhere after this.
You guys, I promise I'm sexy as
I'm
shit.
I'm driving. I'm a little tipsy.
No, you don't have to drive anything.
We I said have a whole other 10 bottles.
Yeah. You can't drive?
I'm good to drive.
Hey, I think...
you have a bike?
I do not.
No.
You
let's take
got
a picture.
Big-ass
yeah,
iPhone.
Let's take a picture.
This
like,
is not an iPhone. This is...
Yeah, she doesn't have an
oh,
iPhone.
Oh, you're an Android girl.
I'm a grown
you're
up.
A contrarian.
I'm a fuck.
You're different than everybody.
Listen, no, I'm a professional. I need to have 2 terabytes on my phone.
Give me
okay?
my
that is
I,
a solid point.
Where's my phone?
I can't mess with no Apple. If my shit was full as much as everybody else's apples are full, I wouldn't be able to work.
You do so many videos for Sex Panther. It's crazy.
Posse, what did when we checked content last time? I think we're at like 6 terabytes.
Oh, no more than that.
More than that?
Yeah.
6 to 10 terabytes.
Yeah, and they're full right now. I was going to tell you they're full.
I'm at 1 gig and I thought I was at a live.
You have 10 Duke.
You guys are just pumping out content like no other.
We have 10 Google Drives or five. Yep. No, we got
that's
it
just
down
for
to
her. Yeah, that's just
that's
for her.
Just my content.
Have you ever been hacked where your content was put illegally on a website?
No, but I did have someone try to dox me on Reddit and they went to jail.
And oh I'm my god, gonna, tell me about that.
No, cannot do that.
Yeah, it's
oh, okay.
It's still
I don't
want to.
No, yeah, that makes
that's
sense.
That's an ongoing thing.
See.
Oh, so it's going on currently.
Yeah.
People that dox are the biggest imbeciles ever. Like you are a loser behind a keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They usually are.
And honestly, like it would be stupid. And this is one of the things I really try to stress to new girls too is and the importance of like watermarking content and owning your own content. Because the more content you make, the better chance that it's going to get leaked.
Just go on Canva, put your little logo on there, no one can touch it.
Yeah. And the reason for doing that too is, I mean, it's a numbers game, right? So the more you put out, sorry, we're taking a picture. The more you put out, the more chances that you have that it's going to be, you know, hacked, right?
Many logos
it's going to end up somewhere where it's not supposed to be.
Let me see the picture real quick. I got to make sure for my corporate job.
No, I'm going to put my logo on your computer.
Let me just hide the...
You hear me?
Yeah.
Let me just hide this.
And
the shots are fine.
I'm going to put my logo right there.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, what do you
You're
mean?
You're the best. Okay, I'm just making sure.
I'm covering everything in the middle. No, I'm just
let me see how I look in this picture.
I look like shit. Delete that picture.
God, I look happy.
All right, well, I'm going to take
we'll
myself
We'll take some
up.
More pictures yeah, we'll and for more. Some behind the scenes exclusive
but
stuff.
But this one's for me. And I won't post that until...
Post it.
You're fine. Just add the logo.
Yeah.
So...
I only add my logo.
Yeah.
That's it. I only put Tokyo-ish, ISHH, on all... streaming platform.
Yeah.
Isn't that the most tiring phrase? I'll have people come up to me and go, search Happy Radio on all major platforms. But you got to do that. You got to tell people how to do
people
it.
People are stupid.
If you're not on the radio, people are dumb as hell.
I like will straight send invitations to people with a hyperlink like to sign up for my sites. And they're like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, I don't know how much more I can help you
just
on
click.
This. Like, what
click.
Else can I
Yeah, click
I
the
do?
Link. Yeah, they're
idiots. I mean, You know when someone's bad at social media is when they go on IG and they make a post and they put the URL, like, we're going to be able to click on it.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that.
God. That is the most boomer, like, oh my God, I want to promote your Sex Panther page, but I don't know that I need to put the link in the bio.
No, he's going to plug that in manually, right? Like, it's just, forget it. I'm like that too, though. I'll see, like, you know, they're doing that new, like, crossover thing on Reels where, like, Instagram Reels are popping up on Facebook. Yeah. And you're going to follow somebody.
But it doesn't
and it
cross
won't
over.
Do it. Yep. And none of the links work. And so you'd have to, like, manually go find them. And when I get to that place, I'm like, forget it. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to.
No, we're
like,
not done.
Dash, yeah. dash, underscore, da, da, da.
During your JOI adventures, have you ever had a married couple or a couple?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I've had them a few different ways.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Tell me about it.
Well, not so much on the JOIs, because I think camming is more something people, like, do without their wives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's after what you do with your wife.
But, yeah, I've had some definite experiences with couples. I mean, obviously, like, dancing, you know, I would have a couple every night.
You seem like you would give a good lap dance.
I give a mean, a very, in the best way possible. I'm like mean, like an angry lap dance.
Like, mean lap queen.
I give a mean
put
lap
my boobs in your face.
Yeah. I mean, I will if that's what you're into. Yeah, sure. I give you an angry lap dance. Yeah. No, I love dancing, and I love couples. And I think you're always, like, leery, because I think there's two kinds of girls. There's, like, girls that like girls because their husbands want them to like girls. And then there's girls that, like, genuinely like girls. So I think you're always kind of stepping around that in the beginning, trying to figure out which one it is.
That's what I attract. My last two girlfriends were bisexual, but I think
straight lesbians.
I think they preferred women.
Everyone prefers women. Yeah. Like, that's the secret.
Yeah.
Like, don't.
I know.
Not to, like, crush everyone's ego, but, like, women love women.
Yeah.
And then every relationship ended with a sex, like, dry spell, and you go, I think you're into women.
Yeah. Did you bring? Okay, so question. What did you do did you bring another woman?
Or did she?
I don't even remember. I'm a little tipsy.
Now we're like interviewing him. Yeah. We're like, so please. Tell us about your last relationship.
It has been talked
about. I want to know why the bed is got that picture on it and it's got.
I was trying to.
Is
so
that
I,
me?
You see all those DVDs? Yeah, that is a picture of you from 20
is
years
that
ago.
Is that a picture of me on your bed that you hand painted?
So I had those books and those DVDs on this table because I record at a radio.
Oh,
what is butt hurt?
Oh my God, we should play that.
Is that a game?
Yeah. Grab it. Can it's where play? You debate about things. Grab it.
Okay, let's
play.
Here, let me hold your big
hold my,
but
hold
before
big
you
thing.
Play Butthurt, you got to take another shot.
Yeah, what? We're going to drink
all of those.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Hell yeah.
No, see, that's the thing you really don't understand. I have a severe drink. Like, I don't want to say it like that because I don't want, like, CPS to come take my kids.
Yeah.
I can drink a lot.
Have you seen Futurama?
Yeah, I'm for Bender.
Are you Bender?
I'm Bendy.
Well, let me just say,
what?
She can eat and drink 9 times her weight.
I will put down a handle of Fireball in it.
Hell yeah, it's sexy.
And not even, like, throw up.
And just be able to walk around.
Yeah, no, I'll be fine. I'll be blacked out. Like, don't get it wrong. I won't remember shit. But
never.
Like, but you won't know that. Like,
but you know what's funny? That. Yeah, an AR. So I'll call her sometimes and I'm like, can I?
I'm a high functioning alcoholic.
Yeah, I'll be like, can I speak to AR?
I get
or
shit done.
Is AR here? Yeah, or I'll be like, AR was here last night.
So they call you AR.
I do.
Right. Everyone
who calls you Angie?
Everyone does. There's more different people. Well, you'll meet AR one day, and then you won't be calling me Angie when she comes out because it's two entirely different people. Like,
you
it's
can
crazy.
Tell.
You can tell. It's two different people.
She's very headstrong. She's very about her business. She is a little mean, and
I'm direct.
What do you mean about, like, the size
I'm
of the
penis?
I'm just
direct. I tried to fight a little person one time at Diamond Dolls.
Yeah.
Okay.
That kind
I can
of
see
mean.
I can see where you're coming
his
from.
Face goes,
And she calls me and goes, is that wrong? I was like, well,
but
I'm
guess
for
what? She turned out to be a see you next Tuesday, and then everybody thought I was like,
thank you. You didn't say this. You're getting better.
You said I can only say it once.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. You can only say it once on this show.
All right.
Bing.
Let's get butthurt.
Let's play butthurt. So pretty much, it's a game where you
wore the right jeans.
I wear my butthurt jeans.
You know what?
What? Uh-oh. AR's coming.
Oh,
I can tell.
Shit.
She's going to come out. Like five more. Five
so
or six
let
more.
Me describe Butthurt. It's a game where there's like 200 cards and you debate which person is which. So it'll be like who has a higher body count or whatever.
Oh,
not
okay.
all of those are that.
They're always Angie.
I'm going to win this.
Yeah. Is this a winning game?
I'm going to win this game.
So wait, is there
can
red?
I smoke a cigarette in your apartment?
Wait, is there a pause?
Okay. Can I pause you outside and smoke a cigarette? I'm going to smoke a cigarette.
Everybody? Let's take a deep breath. You smoke your cigarette. You get the card game ready.
Right, you shuffle
I'm
going
to go to a commercial break.
Yeah,
and
I
first,
have to tinkle.
What's up?
Tinkle.
Tinkle, okay. Tinkle.
Let's take a quick tinkle break. I'm going to play Lucas Brown, this up-and-coming rapper that I'm having here at my apartment tomorrow. We're going to play his song.
Can we meet him?
It's tomorrow.
Oh.
And you can come by again. Well, you guys are invited whenever.
The elevator ain't working, so I can't come.
You better have them fix that.
You got to admit, that was pretty cool of me that I could carry.
Yeah. Well,
I was like, I'm getting you up here. We're doing this podcast.
This whole thing never would have happened.
Yeah. I was like, well, Angie could go. But Angie,
I'm so good. I'm
that's, yeah. No, you're
right, we got to come back and play this game.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Happy hour. Happy hour. We make no noise. I'm riding in the foreign, it's a Rolls Royce. I go and slap the hate up out of your voice. Yeah, I got no choice. I had to be successful for my homeboys. We pull up on your squad, we got more boys. We got them diamond dancing, I got more toys. I'ma be the greatest this city's ever seen. Mark it in your calendars, I'm coming for your team. That's a fact. Oh, no, that's a fact. Yeah, that's a fact, bro. There ain't no cap, no. You talk to me with hate, then you just might get slapped. Oh, you tryna front now, you getting shut down. I don't do field goals, oh, I just go for touchdowns. Yeah, they all wanna be like me. You missing from the box, and I'm scoring from the three. Yeah, and I come with no degree. Messing with your girl, and she liking what she see. Oh, this is games, y'all. When you walk into your city, you bring shame to all. When I walk into my city, it's my name to call. Putting in the work must be insane to y'all. I got no choice. We stealthy with the come up, we make no noise. I'm riding in the foreign, it's a Rolls Royce. I go and slap the hate up out of your voice. Yeah. Oh, I got no choice. I had to be successful for my homeboys. We pull up on your squad, we got more boys.
More toys, yeah. And they bigger now. Woo. I got more toys, and they asking how.
Huh?
I'm headed straight to the top, throw me a lob, this is a bop. If it looks good, I cop, get my shoes and socks. I'm on a boat, you on a dock, you all floor, I am a mop. Hop on my drop top, give me the ox, I'm about to pop off. Y'all already know, I'm about to pop off. I cannot stop, no, I just keep going and going and going. I cannot stop. Woo. Yeah. Yo, I pull up with a gang, I must a bang. I might cop a range, if I want it, I'ma get it. I got it, forget it, yeah. Yeah.
Successful, there ain't any other way. I never give the code to the safe. It's destiny, I ain't gotta say. It's no, I'ma get it anyway. I got no choice. We stealthy with the come up, we make no noise. I'm riding in the foreign, it's a Rolls Royce. I go and slap the hate up out of your voice.
I got Tokyo Wish Tatiana taking a tinkle. Got Angie AR-15 smoking a cigarette on my balcony. And this show is being brought to you by a lot of sponsors, which, by the way, I think my new sponsor is an AA sponsor after the amount of fucking Jack or Fireball bottles we have here. This following segment has been brought to you by Mitra-9.com, the best kava and kratom around. Use keyword hoppy. DZBZHoney.com, the best Delta 8 and CBD honey around. Use keyword hoppy. ASTROBLEME.com, the best hemp lemonade around. I have to spell it out because Facebook will ban me if I say the name of this company. ASTROBLEME.com. Use keyword hoppy. Save 10%. By the way, do you guys like my haircut? I got a haircut just now, and I feel really handsome.
You do.
Talking to the microphone.
I'm still trying to figure out what you spelled.
ASTROBLEME.com. Astrobleme. It's a hemp lemonade company.
Why would they
talk into the microphone? Take another shot and talk into the microphone.
Take another shot and talk.
I thought you were such a professional.
Stop telling me what to fucking do.
Oh my God. Take another shot. So you're wondering about this company?
Yeah, why I'm still trying. Okay, I heard what you spelled. Okay, do we need to talk about it off camera or off mic? I don't care.
What do you want to ask?
Why do you have to spell it?
Because Facebook
will ban him.
Will literally not let me. They will hear the audio. I'm not lying.
Because it's a hemp.
Because it promotes marijuana.
Why do you sound so far away, but you're right here?
What?
You sound far away.
I'm right here.
I know.
Oh.
Uh-oh. It's happening.
Oh, man. The world's
ending.
There he is.
There he is.
There we are.
All right.
The world's ending already.
God, I'm so confused.
How's my haircut?
It's beautiful. Good. It's really good.
It's very bald.
Yeah.
Are you asking for compliments right now?
I'm not asking for compliments. I'm promoting that I went to richkbarber.com, the best barber in all of the Bay Area. I usually take 4 commercial breaks and then promote the sponsors, but we went 45 minutes and I got to promote these people.
Wait, okay, well, you didn't tell me that. Yeah, okay, they did a wonderful job.
Hey, you got a what?
Your hair looks amazing.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Now, does the drape match the carpet?
What?
Carpet match the drape?
Yeah, that's
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, do they do that? Or
they do that too?
That was a good promotion.
Oh, man, we're going to get out of here.
You're welcome.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Cheers, bitch.
And now for something completely different.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Shots are being drank. They're getting tipsy here at the Hoppy household. Do you ladies know this sound effect? This legendary sound effect?
Pornhub. Right?
Yes, yes, you're my girl.
I'm good at this game.
Yeah. She didn't even, we weren't even playing.
I'm psychic.
When you guys first came here, I had to carry Tatiana up the stairs.
I'm a princess.
And then we were sober, so we're trying to figure each other out. But man, this fireball really brought the love together.
You didn't know.
I love this shit, man.
We were like, do you want food?
And
we're
ready to get butt hurt.
No. Let me grab some of this medical stuff. Yeah. Read the first thing from butt hurt.
Okay, so is there like really, there's no rhyme or reason you just start pulling cards? Or do you have to because this seems like this is like Cards Against Humanity, right? Where you have like answers and questions.
It's just dirtier.
Yeah, but you have to sort the cards out.
I don't care.
We're just not gonna make.
I just read one and we debate.
Them. We're on the radio.
Okay. Well, nobody. Like, am I supposed to vote on this?
No, you just read and we debate and we have fun.
Yeah,
you don't have to be literal. We're breaking the rules.
Who's going to live the longest?
Oh, definitely me. You guys smoke a lot of weed and drink a lot.
I don't smoke weed. She's going to live to 80.
I'm bionic,
dude. People that drink all the time live forever.
I'm made in a hot rod shop. There's not a part on me that's 38.
Yeah. Here. Yeah. Wait, side note. Funny question. Funny answer. Funny
what
story.
She had
a couple pictures posted that we did together by Jelani Mays. And somebody
Shout out Jelani.
Hey, Jelani. Then somebody was like, she looks like she's made of plastic. And I was like, yeah, she's had her ankles redone.
So this is our ongoing joke because, believe it or not, like, I mean, I've had work done. I think everybody at this point. I mean,
it looks good, though. Like, thanks. I could tell you did, but it's hot as hell.
Thank you. And that's, I think there's, like, a right and a wrong way to do it, you know? And I haven't had a lot done. Like, I've had my boobs done twice.
I've had some fillers
and shit. But it's funny when people say I look so fake because I really, in the grand scheme of things, like, there's girls out there, like, doing their cheeks and their jaws, and I haven't done any of that shit, you know? You know, I've had some laser stuff. And like,
I feel like you don't need to get your jaw done.
Thank you. I like my cheekbone. I have really good cheekbones.
Sexy.
Thank you. But, you know, that's from...
Hell yeah, giving head.
That's to my dad.
That is.
That's an occupational.
What does your dentist think of you? Because I saw.
Oh, he doesn't like her.
I saw a Tori Black interview somewhere. I'm a huge fan.
So my dentist loves me because I just gave him $100,000 last year. So.
Oh, man.
He loves me. Yeah.
But yeah, don't they know, like, if you give head?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they can tell. No, not that. There's actually bruising in the back of your throat.
Yeah.
So this is a funny story.
But it is.
I can't tell the whole part, the whole thing on the radio.
Just tell what you can tell.
Okay. So I went in for, I've had extensive dental surgeries done over the past 2 years. I had basically all crown bridges put in, all the bottom teeth in my mouth pulled in, an implant put in.
Bionic mouth.
So I have a bionic mouth. I had like $100,000 worked on. My teeth are liquid cubic zirconia. And so.
Worth money.
Yeah, a lot of money spent on that. But after the fact, when I was having everything done, my... I asked about it because I had seen something on like a documentary and I asked about it if it was like a thing if, you know, you can tell if a girl does that.
Yeah.
You know, guess how do you say that? How do you
does
that, you know, has an oral fixation or whatever. And he was like, yeah, because there's a like, it's not even like the back of your throat because that's like.
No, it's the roof of your mouth.
It's the roof of your, it's your palate.
Yeah, it's very forensic science.
But like the thing is I mean,
and they can tell if you are alive.
Okay. Like female to female, are you like slapping that around in the back of your palate? I'm not jamming it in there like
no,
that.
No, but it
how do they know?
Because it's not supposed to have that in there technically.
It's not natural.
Not really. I mean, you don't. Not really. I mean, it's like, not really like for proclamation. So,
I don't think this is how you play this game. I just pulled out a number. 15.
This is. I don't even care that it's my podcast.
Who is the least vain?
Not Tatiana.
Me. Yeah, least. That's me. Yeah. Not well, me. It might be. I don't know. Ryan's got the cake there.
Yeah, Brian might be.
Ryan.
I don't even know what I am. I just know I'm a little tipsy. And that if you would have told me when I got into radio more than a decade ago that two OnlyFans models, which in 2012 I wouldn't have known that I met, yeah. but I'd have two girls in my apartment and we'd be playing like a card game.
I win.
You
win?
Oh my God, what does the card say right there?
Who is the least likely to puke? And we just said that it would be me.
It's you.
I don't puke.
Yeah. But you've never seen me puke.
Unless somebody else pukes, I won't puke.
Yeah.
Not okay. All right, you
what
go
I'm
now.
About to say, we got to keep it kind of clean but dirty.
What the hell?
Okay.
We don't know.
When you, we'll say it very quietly so that people don't hear it. Okay. When you deep throat, do you ever get close to vomiting?
Close?
Yeah, like, do you ever really
go in? I literally swallowed it.
Yeah.
Like,
you better.
I had it come out of my nose.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. Oh,
are you
an image.
Like, what have you ever seen a sloppy BJ video? Like, that's a thing. Like, if I'm not stopping, if I'm putting all that work in,
we're not.
You gotta
I'm
know
not
when
stopping.
To quit,
though. No, you go, absolutely not. If I'm 45 minutes deep, and be clear, like some of my sloppy blowjob videos, like, I don't know if I can say that, bleep it out. I don't care. Some of
anymore.
My sloppier videos, we have one that's called Kylie Wants a Divorce.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, me too.
So the idea is, and this is back when I had my name on online was Kylie Rogue. And so we did a video.
That's why you were sharing Kylie Rogue pages on your page.
Yeah.
I was so confused. I was like, who the fuck is Kylie?
We're just promoting other bitches.
Yeah, we're no, so like, over.
You should check her out. Yeah, no. So I'm like, I said, you know, we have this video. It's called Kylie Wants a Divorce. And so essentially the idea is that, like, I bring this guy home from the club and I'm making this video to show my husband so that he'll divorce me. Right. So I'm like, he's everything you're not going to be. And I'm like, shit talking.
He's
like,
got a bigger dick.
This is what a real dick looks like. Yeah. You know, you're like that. Then you. And so, And so there's like a part during that, which that one goes, I think, for about 45 minutes or so, which is almost a full length feature.
45 minute videos are the best because you get a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I hate a 7 minute video.
I mean, I'll sell it, but you know. So I'm like,
it's not my favorite. So 45 minutes, I'm good.
So, but there's like a minute where, you know, we're like 35 minutes in and I'm really just doing my job. And I'm like, I'm going to puke. And there was not a snowball's chance in hell that I was going to ruin that scene because you're going to have to start over. So I'm just like, I felt it coming up and I just literally have to swallow it back down. And like, I know when it happens in the video. I don't think anybody else knows.
I know, you're involved. I have to see her.
I grew up Roman Catholic, which is why
me too. Which is why I'm fucked up. Hey, we figured it out.
I'm Italian. She's Italian.
Boop, boop, boop.
I'm trying to press the button. My mom listens to everything I do.
Hey, mom.
And knows everything about me from when I was on the radio and now I'm doing this.
Hey,
so
mom.
Let me tell you, we've talked about everything on here. Yeah. Just say hi to my mom real quick.
Can we have her name?
D. We'll say D.
I was going to call her Carol.
What up, D?
Hey, D.
Hell yeah. She loves this.
Awesome, D.
When she was... I'm glad I said that.
you should probably get a different nickname for your mother.
A dicker nickname.
D. What up, D?
By the way, did you guys hear about Cardi B?
No. Yeah, where she flipped out on that person.
Yeah.
Oh, through the mic.
I saw like a brief video about
because
it.
Because they doused her in alcohol and that was a really expensive outfit. I just don't think
is that what it was? They threw something on her?
They doused her in like vodka. A cheap vodka.
People are trash, dude.
Like people are throwing stuff that's like actually injuring. So now they're going to just do holograms and that sucks.
Isn't that like, they should be able to go after someone for that. Because I mean, think about it. Like that's there really like an attack.
It is.
You know what
but
I mean?
You can't listen. There should just be some kind of shield or like something. They should be behind something because that just doesn't work right. What?
I mean, it just.
What did you do now?
I don't know.
You broke it?
You're grabbing the mic hard. You gotta grab it softly.
Softly. Like you just said you weren't mean. AR is coming, but.
The alcohol has made this show go from happy to loving to like us arguing the past 5 minutes.
We're not arguing.
It's gotten a little tense. We need to.
I'm like, give me your microphone. Give me your headphones.
Well, your fucking equipment sucks. And so does this show. And I'm like, God, this is going great.
And you're like, fuck, I told you
we should have paused it.
Oh, sorry. I just.
It's okay. I'm going to edit it later. Some of it's not going to be in there. Okay.
All right. Take two. Take two.
No, we're fine.
All right.
You're like that person on that show that's like, hey, I want to start over. And they're like, it's live.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, 1, 5, 4.
Testing, testing.
So we've been doing the show for 59 minutes.
Thank you.
You guys want to keep going? Because I usually do it for an hour. I can go longer.
No, we can go longer. We have 10 more bottles of Fireball. And like, I feel like we really didn't get a lot of content. It's just been a lot of us like.
But that's us talking. It's communication.
Okay.
All right. So this is Tokyo-ish. Yeah. Tokyo ISHH podcast. Make sure to tune in on all platforms.
All right. We're going to come back. Do you guys know much about the local hip hop scene?
Sure.
Yeah. Shout out Trap God Kirk.
Yep.
What up, what up?
Hey, Seisha Blanco.
There is this rapper named KB the Great. He played in the NFL. His name was Courtney Brown. And he has this song, Pleasure and Pain. We'll play it right now on Hoppy Hour.
Yep. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
How much longer till you get it? Yeah, it's too long, he not committed. Yeah, just stay strong, you let him hit it. Yeah, and now he's gone, forget the digits. Yeah, just stay home, never picked up the phone. Should've stayed in his zone, should've been in his face. He did you wrong, should've left him alone. Now you gotta move on, he found a girl to replace. And every week it's just to keep him sleeping. Hit the club tonight or you can see the freaking. If the money's right, doesn't lead to keeping. If the feel is right, then you don't believe it. Don't achieve it, don't thousand treason. Can I break the chain of pain and pleasure leaving? Gotta face the pain at any time of grief. I guess that make you human, that's the only reason. Straight off the block, I just build up my stock. Put the game in a lock, by the way that I rock. It's that we always gotta have a mix of sun with that rain. I guess that's why we got policemen out here blowing our brains. Oh, hold on.
Oh, yeah. That is Courtney Brown, a.k.a. KB the Great, with Pleasure and Pain. Sing it, bro. I'm about to play this artist here. I play him during my commercial breaks. His name is Romeo, and he makes some really good EDM music. I got the ladies here taking sexy selfies. We're hanging out at the party here at Happy Hour. If you would have told me 12 years ago this would have been happening, go to westchaseprinting.com. It's the best printing company in all the Bay Area. Use keyword happy to save 20%. Also, I talk to a shrink once a week. I don't know if you ladies do or if your shrink is a bottle of Jack and Coke or a bottle of Fireball, but I go to counselingoncall.net and my shrink Jay and I, we talk once a week and I really realize that I'm fucking insane. So if you go to counselingoncall.net and you get a shrink and you tell them you heard about it on Happy Hour, they'll hook you up. But first, let's let the beat drop. How's this music? Oh yeah, make your boobs bounce. My friend Romeo would love that. Lift some up. I'm kidding. This is also being brought to you by the best MMA trainer in all of the Bay Area. If you lift them up, we gotta close the curtains. Amir Academy of Martial Arts is the best MMA trainer. Go to AmirAcademy.com. And if you go there and you tell him I sent you, he'll hook you up. Also, FitSageFitness.net, the best workout trainer. I have this rule on my show. If I'm getting bored, you're probably bored. So let's get back to the content.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
And now for something completely different.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Or chat him live via. Here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Are you ladies into celebrity trash, like celebrity news?
We are celebrity trash.
Yeah, you are. And you'll like this next segment here. I'm just kidding. I'm not really kidding. I don't know what I am.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
Are you on Threads or are you guys more Twitter? Because Threads, I don't think, allows pornography because Mark Zuckerberg's weird.
Yeah, I didn't even know I had a Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah. She might have a thread.
You don't even know if you have your panties on or not.
No. Nope.
I don't even know what a thread is.
Threads? Okay. So Elon Musk fired a bunch of people from Twitter. They went over to Facebook and they made this thing called Threads, which is like a wannabe Twitter. And the first week, Threads was exploding. Everybody was like, oh my God, I'm on Threads. But there has been a recent trend where they have lost half their users and everyone went back to Twitter.
Here's what doesn't make sense to me about that. Even though before you just like described it to me, I didn't even know what it was. I know it like, I mean, I'm an avid Facebook user. Obviously, it's one of the platforms we use.
Yeah.
But Twitter is like all like the wild, wild west. I mean, it's one of the only platforms where you can show penetration. So how can you, like, I get it, you left Twitter, but can you really leave Twitter and go to Facebook and say it's the same thing?
Yeah, great.
Like,
doubt.
It's not even the same thing.
Facebook doesn't allow marijuana, sex, or anything fun. And the other scary part, if you made a Threads account.
Hello?
Yeah, it's on. If you made a Threads account.
Saying.
If you made a Threads account, it had to be connected to your Instagram account. No. So if you wanted to delete your Threads account, you also had to delete your Instagram.
So they did that on purpose. That was just propaganda, and they tried to get
And how
you.
Can, like I said, how can you even say that's the same thing when Twitter allows everything?
And sometimes Instagram does too. You can get
Insta's getting a little better where they're allowing like nipples through clothing. Like if you want to do like a wet t-shirt, you can show it through the clothing or a bathing suit that's like mesh. They'll like let you get away with it. But to me, that still seems kind of crazy.
I just blur my nipples.
Well, but to me, that still seems kind of crazy, though, because think about it. Instagram and Facebook are like the same thing now, right?
Yeah.
So how can you be more lenient on the Instagram platform versus the Facebook platform, but then still say that Threads is comparable to Twitter? That's like not even the same thing when you can literally show full penetration pornography on Twitter.
Threads was weird too. I saw all my Facebook friends and it was people I don't want to see. When I'm on Twitter, I want to see boobs, weed, and radio. That's what I want to see. I don't want to see Karen's problem with her husband.
I don't care.
Is your mom on there?
We go again with the mom.
I should tell you something about me. Don't bring up something if you don't want me to talk
about
it.
She really is like
you're
that.
A fireball, literally.
I'm Kevin Hart's little sister.
That's a good
She's
point.
She's like, if you give her an inch, she'll give you a ruler. You know what I mean?
I got it.
Yeah. I have this thing where I bring it back up. It just keeps coming.
It's like,
yeah, it does.
Don't tell her your weaknesses.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's my problem. It's like you're really comfortable, and then I feel like I have to tell everybody everything.
That's great. Don't tell us how to
finish it. And then you're going to hold everything against you. Everything.
So on my show, on Tokyo-ish,
have
S-H-H,
you ever?
Yeah,
you got to have him on.
Oh, he's... Oh, I... He's,
you got to have
whenever
him
you need me, I am there.
Well, actually, like, I'm going to, like, actually, like, be best friends, because I'm going to come over, like, honest to God this week, because I just got the Roadmaster.
I can teach you everything.
I need, like, side-by-side help, because I'm, like...
Shh, don't say that word.
Okay, I'm just
I'm gonna
tar.
Edit that out. That was let me see how far that was in. And
can I
not? No, no. Okay. Say you're just
I'm
not the smartest
say
person
you're a
in the
world.
Okay, so I'm a dumbass bitch in technology.
And yeah.
Nope, that either. Okay,
that's fine. You're fine. You're a dumbass bitch.
Yeah, totally. In technology. Otherwise, I've got my degree in psychology.
Smartest
so.
Bitch
what I
ever.
Loved about your podcast yeah. was you're the wild one. You're the one we got to look out for.
Yeah.
And you're like a really good host.
Thank you.
Like you were like commanding the room. I'm afraid of you.
I know.
I'm
very,
so afraid of you.
Listen, if I had two good legs right now, everybody would be afraid of me.
Do you guys want to hear... yes. Ariana Grande is essentially a side chick. You guys hear about this?
Oh, yeah, with that guy, and now they're on a break. Yep.
Ariana Grande is living the moment every girl dreams of. The moment your boyfriend files for divorce from his wife.
Did you guys see this guy that she was cheating on Dalton with, SpongeBob?
Yeah.
He was literally in a SpongeBob musical.
Yeah.
She left a successful realtor for a SpongeBob.
But you know why? She's got money, so she can just go for the deep.
Why is Ariana Grande not just like making dudes her bitches on like a schedule?
She needs to just be on OnlyFans. Like we know you're not a monogamous person.
Not,
you're a side chick.
But not even that. Like, I'm sorry. Like,
Andrew,
she's
like
fucking
21.
Ariana Grande.
She's like 30.
Like, what? How great of a real estate developer? Like, you're pushing more than
he
Ariana.
He sold Miley Cyrus's house. He was a baller. He wasn't some chump from Largo.
I just feel like if I was on her level, I would just be making dudes my, like,
she's
bitches.
She's going for the D. She's, even though she may be 30, she's
young.
Still acting like, yeah, she doesn't know.
I feel like you cross over. Like, I'm in my, like, late 30s, so, like, my mindset has changed. Like, I'm on a different tip. Like, if I was on Ariana Grande's money, I would just have, like, a legion of little boys.
Which tip are you on now?
Like, I would just have, like, a dick schedule. Like, a
you don't even want to know
I would
our conversation
have her
over
managing
here.
My dick schedule. I'd be like,
do you put it on your calendar? Tuesday, I'm going to bang him. Wednesday, I'm gonna go
I would
inside
just
her.
Have like 10 to whatever.
I mean,
dudes.
We're heading there. I'm really
we're
good
on,
at
what we're
I
working
do.
On it.
We're, no pun intended. We're heading there.
Hell yeah! Just make sure you don't use teeth.
Yeah, fuck that.
Later, Ariana's boyfriend has filed to divorce Lily J. This is a woman that he's married since 2018, and they even have a kid together.
Can you imagine that? SpongeBob in 15 years has to tell his daughter, yeah, I cheated on your mom with Ariana Grande, you know?
Amazing.
That sounds like an amazing story, though.
I wish my dad would tell me that.
Shit, yeah.
All he could tell me
the
is that
best
he cheated
part, Ariana, 2 days ago, liked his wife's post.
Oh, that's
for
petty.
Mother's Day from like 4 months
that's
ago.
That's so petty.
Let me tell you something. You already know that wasn't her. That was her employee that was totally petty.
No, that was her drunk. She was
wait,
drunk.
Wait, where's my fireball?
She's like happy.
Where's the fireball?
You I drank it.
You can have this
no,
one.
No, I want that one.
Have that one.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Wait, you're not
I'm
gonna,
good for right now.
You're not going to deep throat this?
I don't deep throat things. That's not my agenda.
That was me.
That was Ariana. I almost called
wait,
you Ariana.
Ariana
okay. That was,
maybe it was.
Maybe it was Ariana.
Maybe if she
SpongeBob.
Did a little more of that.
Yeah. She's obviously not doing that. Yeah. That's why people are
that's
like. Ariana, we found out your problem.
There you go.
Yeah. What do you think she's like in bed? You think she's fun no, or boring?
I think she's a starfish.
She's trash. Yeah, it's bad.
She's a dead fish.
Yep. She's a
she
starfish.
Just lays there.
She just lays
you
there.
Should be grateful
because
that you're having
Ariana
sex
Grande.
With me.
Yeah, that's her last name. I'm Grande.
That's like what I'm working towards, though. I really want to be on that
starfish?
Level.
Starfish?
No. No, just like I could just literally be like, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to do anything.
I do
like,
that
I
now.
Will because I'm not a lazy bitch, but I'm just saying, like, I could if I wanted to not do anything and
but
just
that's
make
why
it
we're
your
friends.
Problem.
That's why we're friends, because I don't do anything.
And I'd be like,
what do you do on a weekend? Just watch Netflix with your husband?
No, I work on porn.
She works
hell
on
yeah.
I work on her.
She stuff. Works on my porn.
I work on her porn. I edit
no,
porn.
I make a lot of content. So basically, I hit a wall a couple of years ago, or like a. Yeah, a couple years ago.
Why'd you
yeah.
hit a wall?
Well, because I couldn't manage.
It just was too much.
Like when they say that companies grow too fast, it was kind of like that. I had so many pages and so much going on and so many messages and offers and stuff that I was like overwhelmed. Cause like I said, I'm like not naturally a people person. I don't trust easily.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know. And so I was like telling Tati, I'm like, I have all these offers and all these like opportunities and I just have a hard time keeping up with everything. And she's like, oh, well, I'll help you.
Is she almost your agent?
No, she's almost like my content manager is more what I would say. Cause essentially I want to produce content. I want to do my job, which is to make videos, make, you know, do photos, do photo shoots. And Tatiana kind of lines it up and says, okay, this is what we need on this page.
Just her organizer. Yeah.
This is what we need on this page. This is what we need on this. You know, you have messages here. You haven't replied.
She tells me what she needs done. And I make sure I do.
Because I just want to handle doing photo shoots and doing the interactive with my fans. I don't want to deal with the other stuff. And there's a lot of things that are brought to me that I don't know if they're legit opportunities.
Yeah, so I do research.
Yeah, so I'll be like vet them and see.
And she can trust
She's my right hand man.
We literally live like 3 blocks away. And
how long have you guys known each other?
Like 4 years, right?
It's been like 2 years.
You guys have like lifelong friends vibes since like high school type vibes.
Like the minute I met this girl, that's how it was. Like,
we were, can I tell them real quick?
Yeah, tell me.
So we were at the dollhouse and
her
friend that knows me brought her, and then I brought my sister, and them two like to run around the club. My sister and our other really great, her best friend, Olivia Pearl. We love her so much.
Oh, I love Olivia. I never heard of her. She sounds nice.
No, Olivia she's Pearl. Great.
You would love her. So she was wearing leopard and I was wearing leopard.
And we're like, oh my God.
Yeah. And we were like, we're both wearing leopard and I was wearing blonde.
And the other two were just running around because they're more like social butterflies. Yeah. And I'm, you know, we're a little like, older.
I love that though. Older women are so amazing.
I'm a MILF. My son is 16, so my daughter's 12. So you know, I'm like MILF status. Like I've done it.
I love MILFs. You know, we're thank God for MILFs.
Yeah, fuck yeah. And we just were posting.
Love older women.
And then we were taking pictures. And all we got
all these great pictures. Yeah, and
them
and
two go.
Great
them two go. How did you guys get pictures all night?
Because like, y'all bitches there, would not sit still. And like, so we're in like some OG shit, man. Like we post up and
we sat in VIP the whole night like, talking to old white men.
We put our time in, you know, we're veterans in the game. So when I met her, it was like instant.
And she goes, baby, I don't live in Tampa. I said, me neither. So I told her where. And then she goes, give me your address.
We're both ghetto.
We were like, yeah.
We're our ghetto.
We live 4 minute walkway away.
Hell yeah.
And then ever since then, like for some reason, and I know sometimes it probably hurts people's feelings, but we have, and it wasn't just because we loved each other. It was because we were working a friendship, but we live so close.
Hustle is very similar. Yeah. Our motivations are very similar and we work well together. And I've been in this industry now for, I hate to say this, but I started out as one of the original cam models with Vivid.
Hell yeah. Good job. I love Vivid.
And I started with Playboy Live back in 2000 and
shit.
2000 and you're a MILF.
So I've been doing this for a while and I think that everything I've learned and in this, you know, coming forward has kind of led me up to a certain point in my life. And I think that we've had very similar, you know, experiences. Yeah. And so I think we kind of met at a time in our lives where it was just, it made sense. Like
it was meant to be.
Yeah, like she makes the stuff and I'm good. Where she's good at that and I'm good at this.
I'm
and
the
like,
tits.
Yeah, she's the tits, I'm tits. All day.
And yeah, time. You are.
Yeah.
They've been hidden.
Yeah.
Tits. And I love it. I love it. See, I don't mind being behind the scenes. And she can call me 50 times a day. Like some people may not understand her.
We have like 100.
Yeah. Because my husband's like, did you guys just really just plan outfits? And he goes, your friends have been calling all day. Answer the phone. I was like,
she is my right hand. Like you know, every once in a while, I think anybody that has like a business, like, you know, you have like certain people that come in, you're like, you just work well together. And that's what we do. And
I've never had an ill will thought. I've never like questioned anything, but I feel like we have a lot of the same thing. Like I love when she says, know the assignment.
And here it was like the fun part too. So when I met her, she had the pod and then that was last year, right?
Two years ago. I started 4 years
ago. Not a lot of people know this and I don't really talk about it a lot, but I was in a really bad car accident almost a year ago, August 10th, it'll be a year. I was rear-ended by a fully loaded dump truck.
Oh my God. I
was parked.
Yeah, on the phone with me.
Picking my kids up from school. I was parked and I was on the phone with her. Ironically enough, and she was working for a chiropractor at the time. The phone with her and I'm like, I'm sitting like this. I have like one leg up. I'm on the phone. My son is in the back seat. We're in the back of the parent pickup line. You know, I have another 20 minutes before the line's going to move so I can get my kid, my other kid. I look up in the rear view mirror of my car and there's a Mack truck like fully loaded dump truck coming at like 50 miles per hour, and I'm parked.
And she's telling me, she's like, they look like
I go, and I, all I could get out in time by the time I realized like what I saw, and then all I could get out in time was going, this effing dump truck is about to hit me. And my son was in the back seat of my Cadillac, like small ass car. And I thought we were going to die. Like in that moment, I really thought we were dead. And I remember the phone dropping to the floor and picking it back up. Tatiana was still on the phone with me. And I was like, I just got hit by a dump truck, and at, like literally screaming at my son saying, are you alive? Are you okay? And my son goes, I'm fine. And then the next thing I did, like, my background, just so you know, the reason they call me Angie AR is I actually have a gun background. I'm a licensed armed security agent. I teach people FWC, hunter safety courses, humane kills. So like my next instinct was to grab my gun and go like shoot the dump truck driver. Like,
oh my God.
And I'm like talking her off the ledge. My boss comes in because she's on speaker. My boss comes in. I'm like, something happened.
And Tati goes, I got you. I got you. I heard everything. I was on the phone. And I'm like, and once I knew my son was okay and I realized like, you know, I was okay. The next thing was I just literally dropped the phone on the floor and took off running after this dump truck.
Yeah. We're screaming.
I was
going to
kill
this
guy.
Yeah,
like, I was going to kill him.
What did he look like?
Hot.
He was a Hispanic guy, and he was honestly by the time I got to his vehicle, because they said that when he went to hit me, his truck almost rolled over because he was going so fast and he tried to jerk the wheel.
Yeah, he did.
That he almost
flipped, he was doing something.
Flipped the vehicle.
He was watching your porn,
and he was like, not hysterical. I think he was in shock when I got to the car. So he's like sitting there like this. And just like frozen, and I like ran up, and once I realized like, you know, he was okay and everybody was okay, then I was like freaking out. And Tati was like the best person to be on the phone with at that moment, because she was working for a chiropractor. She's like, I got you. I got your your claim is put. She's like,
I
put your
claim on the phone with the lawyer.
So I was like been in this whole thing. So that definitely brought us closer, I think. And I think it's not, I think it's not just like a coincidence that in that moment I was on the phone with you.
Why,
you know, because how I would have never been able to have navigated that like crazy ass moment.
Yeah, because she starts hyperventilating on the side of the road, and I'm like, you have to get the car, your son, you have to move.
I'm like, I really don't talk about it, but I mean, I can say this: I have a multi-million dollar lawsuit against the truck right now.
Oh,
like,
man,
because they had a $1 million blanket insurance policy on that truck.
Hell yeah!
And you know, honestly, if you see the pictures of the car, I'm lucky that my son,
the car doesn't look like there's
it
anything.
Doesn't look like my son should be alive. Like like my whole back seat is crushed in, and my son was in the back seat.
It's so weird with like science, you know, like if it would have hit like a second sooner or something.
Like, that's how I think about it all the time, too. And I don't know in that moment what I would have done. And, like, I feel like it's by fate that I met this person. She came into my life and was present in that moment and working for a chiropractor. I mean, this is what she did for
me. I got her in,
like,
2 days later. Like,
immediately was able to help me navigate the situation. And then we also had these other interests that lined up. Like, she has a background with Playboy. I had a background with Playboy. We both had this sex worker.
Did you guys ever meet Hugh Hefner?
I did.
Oh, I have several times,
What's he like? Rest in peace.
Old.
He was honestly like, to me, it was like
he was just a play. Like, they put him up there as the vision. He really wasn't into it like he probably was.
He didn't have as much control when I wasn't. So I came into Playboy I tried for Playboy in 2000 and
I was
seven.
Yeah,
good number. Yeah, that's close. I came in about 2007, and I had mutual friends over there, and I tried for Playboy Live, and I tried for Centerfold, and I got some. They called me for a callback, and then I was like, couldn't relocate, so I ended up taking the Playboy Live position, and that's later I went to Vivid. But just as a plan, the cam model girls were always invited to the events, so we did the golf events, we did the jazz festivals. I met Half a couple times, and honestly, I think people want to make him out to be the villain because it's like the easy thing to do. Yeah. But I think even if he did F up, you know, and do some shit,
he's
a good guy. Yeah, he really was a good person.
That's what I've heard. I know this guy named Kevin Klein who did Playboy Radio, and he said he was a great boss.
Yeah, he really was
a great guy. It would be really easy to make anybody like that a villain. Like,
that pervy old guy not, that you think.
Would you say working there influenced you? Because you guys remind me of Playboy Radio back in the day on Sirius. Your show is very similar to that.
Because we're old.
No, I think Playboy really did give. It had a level of class.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that that's what needs to live on in the memory of Playboy.
So I'm going to tell you the word. Yeah. So I made up a word and I've been using it and I will get it patented. It's sclassy. You are a slut, but you're classy.
Okay. Hell yeah. I love that.
That is my name.
You better do that right now.
It's all on my Talk Yo Ish podcast.
I no, that's true though. And that's how Playboy was. You know, you never showed like penetration.
It's softcore.
It was very softcore. You never even would see another guy in a Playboy.
It was all girls.
Unless, you know, it was implied.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think that that's what gave it the upper hand.
Yeah.
And I think it would be really easy to make half a villain. I don't think that was the case. I think there's a lot of girls Hustler, that would like to turn around and say that. But
other ones that were hardcore that no one says nothing about.
Yeah, if you don't like it, go to Larry Flint.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And see how it is over there.
Was Larry Flint like the original Pornhub?
No, he is. No, but Larry Flint is exactly what you thought he would be. Yes. Like, as much as I will sit here and say that Hap is not the person they came out to be, Larry Flint is everything you thought Lily Flint.
What about that guy that took the pictures of like...
And I'm going to be at the Larry Flint Club in Vegas in 4 weeks, and I don't give a fuck if you heard me say it. I'll see you there in August.
Remember that creepy guy that took the pictures of Kate Upton like 11 years ago? Remember that?
Yes.
Was that guy creepy? Remember, what was his name? Do you know what I'm talking about? He had the weird, he looked like a nerd that's just creepy.
Yeah, he was just creepy.
Some people are creepy, but Hef was not one of them. No. I think what he did for social, for black people in entertainment, I mean, he was, the Playboy Club was one of the first places to ever walk a black entertainer through the front door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Prior to the Playboy Club, they were walking, you know, some major headliner African-American entertainers in through the back because club owners still didn't want to see that or they didn't want people coming through the front door. And Hef was one of the first ones that's like, fuck that. We'll walk them through the front door and we're going to put them on TV.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we're going to treat them like they're equal. So he did a lot for just people.
Yeah.
You good? You okay, Angie?
I'm smoking.
You're coughing.
It's a smoke. Hold it in.
My glaucoma.
All right. I'm out of breath. Man, this has been an hour and 25 minutes of chaos.
Sorry.
No,
Wrap it up.
What do you guys want to wrap it up with?
All right. Just visit Angie AR15 on all platforms.
Yes.
And visit Talk Yo Ish, ISHH, on all platforms. Listen to my podcast. Go to her OnlyFans, my OnlyFans. And we are across the board on everything. Angie AR15. Go, do it.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
So
on
Facebook, Instagram, OnlyFans, my free OnlyFans. If you're not sure if you want to subscribe, if you want to tip your toes in the water.
Yeah.
All right. It's Angie. Is it the underscore or not the underscore?
No. So Angie AR15 is the free page, and Angie underscore AR15 is the paid page.
Okay,
you're welcome.
And the difference
you're
being,
welcome.
I'll just give it to you,
pussy.
If you subscribe.
Can I say that?
I don't really care anymore.
All right, there
whatever.
You go.
See you next Tuesday.
All right.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Money. And like that,